Welcome to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. And how about those Tigers? How about those Tigers? Beat last year's world champions. Well, they ain't playing like
your hometown team.
Okay, my hometown, yeah.
If you claim Air Mass as that hometown.
Well, okay, but I never said, I never walked around here talking about the Red Sox, the nation. I talk about the Yankees more than I talk
you
about
did.
The Yankees.
You picked the Yankees last year.
Exactly.
It was up there in the big writing.
So get out of there. Don't even. So the Tigers go out to Boston yesterday, get a game rained out, mm-hmm. and then have a double today, which a day and a night.
Day-night doubleheader.
Exactly. And, hey, they pulled it out.
It was a great win, 7-4. You know, the way that it was looking, you and I both kind of had that feeling of, oh, gosh, this is going to be, once it was tied up 3-3, this is going to be one of those kind of long afternoons. We might go into extra innings.
Right.
But, no, came on, and even with Shane Green giving up the home run here in the ninth to make it 7-4, able to hold on, close out that game, and get a big win to start off the series.
It was great, and I like it, like what I saw. Tigers look fluid out there, no lumbering around. They actually got the lead and kept it.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
Got knocked Chris Sale out of the game early, one of the best pitchers in baseball. Knocked
Chris
him
Sale's
out early.
Not playing well, though. He's got something going on.
Something doesn't look right with him to start the season.
Just saying, and I'm not trying to take anything away mm-hmm. from the Tigers. Just saying, I'm going to go with the whole Red Sox pitching squad. They all look – they don't look like – they need to catch up with themselves.
Yeah, but also, let's see, what, it's April 23rd?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're
3 days before end game. 3 days. Just let you know. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
But they're 9-13, so fourth in their division, which you don't expect the – returning World Series champ with pretty much everybody from their team back this year. It's not like they lost a ton of talent to free agency or anything like that.
Yeah,
they have most of their team back.
That's what I'm saying. What changed? What has changed for the Red Sox? Because they're the team that was picked. Them, the Yankees, and the Astros.
And those will probably be the 3 teams in it once we get to August and September.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, man. Like I said, it's April 23rd.
See, everybody keeps saying that, and one of those 3 teams, no, the Astros are fine. It's the Yankees and the Red Sox that are beat up.
Well, the Yankees are completely beat up.
Right.
Red Sox, they're having some struggles getting out early, but also the big surprise is Tampa Bay leading that division.
Which, I'm not surprised by that. That's just an early kick. They got beat last, they got beat a couple days ago. They got beat again last night, so everything settles its way eventually. It'll settle in. It'll settle in. You'll see the Yankees pop up. And I got to give everybody, Boss Matt, everybody in this station that had something to do with the new chairs that we have. Do you have a new chair too?
No, man.
No, your butt's not sitting on a chair, huh?
It's sitting on a chair, but not a new one.
I got a new chair. It's nice, too.
Must be nice,
nice.
To be
it's nice.
In the captain's seat.
Well, it's nice. And then you got two a beautiful, what, a blue one and a maize one. I'm going to say gold, but it's maize,
don't
whatever.
Don't you dare.
It's gold, but it is gold. I'm not going to lie to you. We want to call it maize, and we will call it maize, but it's really gold. I'm not going to lie to you. Why? It's gold. I'm sorry. And then you got to say heads up. You got to give congratulations out there to Frank Clark, who got paid.
Yes.
Who got paid. Frank Clark signed a team tag with the Seattle Seahawks. I guess Seattle said they were open to talk and do trades and everything like that. And, hey, they did it with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they landed Frank Clark. They got themselves, a 5-year deal worth $105.5 million. With $63.5 million guaranteed that young man's taken care of. And look, that tops what DeMarcus Lawrence signed earlier this year with the Dallas Cowboys. So it you know, way to go, Frank. You got more.
Tremendous player here at the University of Michigan. Tremendous player for Seattle.
And he's going to a wild place. He's leaving a wild place in Seattle, but he's going to an even crazier. You want to talk about college atmosphere? That place is wild and crazy. They have fight songs. They have bands. Frank will feel like he's back at college.
It is certainly known for a crazy atmosphere. Obviously, that team was pretty successful last year, so he's joining, you know, another well accomplished and a team that people have high expectations for. But all, I mean, look what Kansas City gave up to get him. They gave up a first round pick this year. They traded third round picks for this season, and then also gave up an additional second round pick next year. Yep. So when you see Amari Cooper was what, a third round, but you he know was. These guys get traded. You see players who get dealt.
But you knew John Gruden wanted.
Understand. But you know, when you see players, when you see a team give up that many draft picks for him, you can tell how seriously they want that player. And then to give him that contract that they did on top of it shows you how much he is valued by the Kansas City Chiefs and in the NFL today. So again, congratulations to him. It's always great to see one of our former Michigan players be successful and be rewarded for it.
Well, it's awesome. I'm glad for Frank. But hey, the Chiefs, don't sleep on the Chiefs. The Chiefs are revamping their defense, and this right here is the start of something good.
Well, they expect him. He's one of the guys to take him over the top.
He's their edge guy, right?
Chris Houston, you know, Houston did a great job for us. We need you to be that complimentary piece.
Well,
got to be a 1-2 punch. It can't just be one guy up front.
Houston's gone now. Ford's gone. Eric Berry got sent on a happy ride. So they're revamping that whole defense.
I knew Ford left. I forgot that. Yeah, Houston had left as well. So yeah, so he is going to be the guy with knowing how much he is getting paid, knowing how much they gave up to get him. There are certainly going to be a lot of expectations placed on Frank Clark in Kansas City this upcoming season.
Oh, without a doubt. So, hey, Frank, I hope you got plenty of sleep in Seattle. Get it? Sleepless in Seattle.
I got it.
Okay,
just in case. It is a little old for me, but I still got it.
Hey, you may not have saw that movie. Or you, that little boy's, you know what? You could have been here.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. Anyway, we got to go to a break. Come back. Did we do the rest of the show? You're listening to The M Zone.